This is a procedure recording for Randy Jones, R-A-N-D-Y-J-O-N-E-S. Date of birth is 9/22/1970. Date of accident 10/7/2020. Date of service is 1/7/2022. The procedure is being done is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy and number 2 epidurogram. The medical indications for the procedure interlaminar lumbar epidural is as follows. The patient has been a victim of an automobile accident on 10/7/2020 as a rear seat passenger behind the front seat, and at a red light was rear-ended on a high speed. The car was completely totaled. The impact resulted into a head injury along with dizziness, lack of focus, blurred vision, and pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, left shoulder with radiation to the left buttock, and also pain in the left knee. The patient has suffered from these pains all along, and he has been with the advanced pain care since 9/29/2021. The patient has been found to have bulging disc from L3, L4, L5, and L5S1, along with flattening of the ventral aspect of thecal sac and slight anterior lysthesis of L5 in relation to S1. There is a pedicle shortening in L3 and L4, and there is a degenerative changes present in the facet joints at L5S1. Although there is no spinal canal stenosis, there is an element of radiculopathy, and it is believed that since conservative treatment, including physical therapy, pain medications have not helped him, and home exercise, the next best option will be injection of cortisone into the epidural system, and failure to which will require a surgical consultation. The idea is to avoid surgery and improve the ADLs, decrease the pain medication requirement, and help in healing without surgery. The patient has consented and is taken to the fluoroscopy suite. The procedure is done according to the protocol. The next procedure is intra-articular injection of the left shoulder with fluoroscopy, intra-articular injection of the left AC joint with fluoroscopy, and then injection of the left supraspinatus tendon and injection of the left subacromial bursa with fluoroscopy. Number 5 is bursagram, B-U-R-S-A-G-R-A-M. The medical indications for all of this procedure is as follows. The patient, Randy Jones, suffered from an automobile accident on 10/7/2020 in a rear-ending accident where he injured his left shoulder, left knee, neck, mid-back, lower back. With positive findings, an MRI is undergoing lumbar injections, and he has findings in the lumbar MRI. The patient also suffered from a comminuted fracture of the distal femur in the left knee with tear of the anterior cruciate ligament that has been operated, and also the patient has findings in the MRI of the left shoulder. Besides physical finding, patient has an MRI finding, and they are described in as follows. There is a first degree AC separation and AC joint effusion, intrasubstance tearing, tendinitis, supraspinatus tendon without retraction, glenohumeral joint effusion, and subacromial subdeltoid fluid consistent with bursitis. With each of these findings, a decision is made to provide injection. The pain level patient reports is around 7, with difficulty in abducting the arm. Patient is undergoing excellent physical therapy for last whole year, and the range of motions are still limited to 120 degrees until recently. And the pain is consistent, has not been relieved with all the conservative treatment. The injection will provide aggravated healing, and also will provide relief. And the possibility of decrease of pain medication and avoid surgery by natural healing is the goal. The patient is also undergoing a orthopedic surgery consultation for her left knee for the persisting medial meniscus tear, anterior cruciate ligament issues, and even for left shoulder. He will see a surgeon to make sure that he doesn't require surgery for the shoulder issues. Okay. The procedure for intra-articular injection of the left shoulder with fluoroscopy is described in the template. The injection of the left supraspinatus tendons time 2 is described in the template. The procedure for AC joint injection left side with fluoroscopy is as follows. The patient was brought in fluoroscopy suite after consents were signed. Patient understood all the complications. The area of the shoulder was exposed and all the clothing were removed. The area of the AC joint was identified by a radiopaque object. After that, the area was cleaned with betadine and alcohol and draped, and using a 25 gauge needle 2-inch long and using 5cc syringe with dexamethasone and Marcan, the area was injected. The depth and location was confirmed by fluoroscopy, anterior and lateral, and no arthrogram was necessary to be obtained, so it was not done. The entire needle was withdrawn, band-aid was applied, and the patient found reasonable relief. The next procedure is subacromial subdeltoid bursa injection with bursa gram on the left side with fluoroscopy. Again, the procedure is done as follows. The patient was taken to the fluoroscopy suite after consent was signed. The area was completely exposed and cleaned with alcohol, betadine, and draped in a sterile fashion. Utilizing a radiopaque object, the bursa was location was identified under the acromion, and since the bursa extends all the way under the deltoid, and it's quite a long bursa, the area was picked up in the middle of the bursa region, just around under the acromial process. And an injection was carried out with a syringe, 3cc syringe with a Omnipack 240 dye. The bursa was approached under fluoroscopy, confirmed by anterior and lateral views. After it was confirmed the depth, then the dye was injected to confirm the location of the bursa. Bursa gram was obtained. It looked pretty decent, showing the dye spread anteriorly, posteriorly, inferiorly, laterally. And then the needle was dislodged and another syringe was attached containing dexamethasone and Marcan. That was 5cc of that was injected into the bursa. It is hoped that patient will be all cured with this injection time 2. And other than that, patient returned to the recovery room and left the office in a stable condition. Thank you.